Theatre, cinema, museums, heritage. A View on Access. Showcasing what venues have to offer. With Tim Calvert.
Welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. An insight into the venue and content on offer. This time round, I shine a light on Sheffield venues, the Crucible and the Lyceum, during their audio describe performance of Standing at the Sky's Edge, Death Drop, Back in the Habit and Girl from the North Country in January 2023. I highlight access at the venues and preview some of the audio describe performances coming up in the next couple of months. Sheffield theatres that include the Crucible, Lyceum and Studio, which is now called the Playhouse, are all huddled together in the heart of the city on the corner of Norfolk Street, just down from the Winter Gardens, and a short walk from the train station and interchange, which is the buses, and is a hotbed of cultural offerings and entertainment that are all made accessible with an audio description on every production at the venue. Their customer service team are well trained and go out of their way to make your visit a comfortable and enjoyable one, and a safe one. If you do ever have a negative experience at one of their venues, please do feedback to a manager who is on site at the time. All of the venues have level access points, ramps, lifts and accessible toilets available for all customers. Assistance dogs are welcome in Sheffield theatres and you can take your dog into the auditorium or you can use the dog sitting service. Bowls of water are available if required. Please advise the venue of your needs at the time of booking. Sheffield theatres have a wide range of entertainment on offer throughout the year in all three of their venues. I got to experience their audio described offering in January, starting with a return visit of their much acclaimed Standing at the Sky's Edge, with a book by Chris Bush and songs by Richard Hawley, which goes on to the National Theatre in London in February and March. It had a sensational touch tour and audio description mid-January from actor-led company Hear the Picture, delivered by Dan and Becky. A compelling love letter to Sheffield and a history of modern Britain of the last six decades, set to the classic songs of Richard Hawley. This was a very fast-paced and visual production, with a large cast, ensemble, and a vast story and set of interlinked characters that moves in time through the decades, signified by an oblong digital clock that slides down during scenes. There was a touch tour at 6:30 p.m. with 12 participants present, led by theatre staff and describers, where we all got the chance to explore the set, which consisted in the centre of an apartment interior and on the left side an exterior block of flats on three levels that also housed the band. The describers, Dan and Becky, utilising an immersive audio description style for the touch tour, took on the role of estate agents, showing tenants around an apartment block, giving a thorough insight into all the sets, props, costumes, in a light-hearted way, and it was enjoyed and beneficial for all. This lasted around 30 minutes and everyone was issued with a headset and then allowed a short time for refreshment before taking a seat for the introduction, which began 15 minutes before the show, delivered by Dan and Becky. This gave an informative breakdown of all the sets, props, costumes, characters and actors playing them. They both went on to describe the show as a two-hander, bouncing off each other in a fun character-led style as estate agents, detailing all the visual elements unfolding on stage. Here the Picture is a little more experimental than traditional description, but I highly recommend you experiencing it at some point in the future. Their next audio describe performance from Here the Picture will be Wildfire Road in the Playhouse at Sheffield, formerly the Studio, on Thursday the 16th of March at 7:30 p.m. What's wonderful about Sheffield theatres is the fact they provide an audio description for every production, and the Lyceum Theatre hosts a wide range of visiting productions to suit all tastes. In January, I got to experience two brilliant shows very different from each other. First up, the camp, fantastic Death Drop, Back in the Habit, a Trafalgar Theatre production following three West End runs, which was a wild black comedy featuring some of the very talented stars from RuPaul's Drag Race UK, including Cheryl Hole and Victoria Scone. A gaggle of fierce nuns are confined to their convent, but their peace and tranquility is shattered by a serial slayer slashing their way through the sisters. With the help of an unexpected visitor from the Vatican, can Mother Superior and the ragtag of sisters of St. Babs save their convent, save souls, and save themselves? This outrageous farce is a very visual affair with over-the-top costumes, cheesy sets, props, and lots of comic interaction. So an audio description was invaluable to bring it all to life for anyone with sight loss. It was clear and informative, delivered by one of Sheffield Theatre's volunteer describers. It next visits, in February, the Theatre Royal Nottingham from the 14th to the 19th, Glasgow's King Theatre from the 23rd to the 25th, and in March at Manchester Opera House from the 9th to the 12th, and at Birmingham Alexandra from the 13th to the 18th. For more information, you can visit deathdropplay.com. I also experienced the fantastic touring production of A Girl from the North Country on January the 26th, 2023, with an informative audio description from the in-house team that beautifully illustrated all the drama and action coming to life on stage in an easy-to-listen-to style. It's 1934 in the heartland of America. We meet a group of wayward souls who cross paths in a time-weathered guest house, standing at a turning point in their lives. They realize nothing is what it seems, but as they search for a future and hide from the past, they find themselves facing unspoken truths about the present. Written and directed by Connor McPherson, with classic songs by Bob Dylan. The play opened with the stage set in a dim light, with some musical instruments and a drum kit to the side and a double bass illuminated. Center stage. Dr. Walker is the first to appear to introduce the story and characters. Then during 2.5 hours, including an interval, a cast of 19 plus the band bring the story to life in an engaging way. It was difficult from the onstage action to determine who was who. Fortunately, the AD narration identified every character clearly. And the theatre staff are well-trained and go out of their way to assist, and they did in any way they could. The Girl from the North Country continues on tour in February and March in Belfast, Aberdeen, Norwich, Leicester and Wimbledon. For more information, you can visit girlfromthenorthcountryshow.com. Check the website for other shows audio described and extensive access information, sheffieldtheatres.co.uk, and search for Access. To book tickets, you can call the box office, and that's 0114 249 6000. Sheffield Theatre supports the Hidden Disability Sunflower Landlord Scheme, which can benefit customers who may need additional support during their visit. Please ask a member of the team for further information to collect a landlord. If you have a query about accessibility, please do contact Access and Sales Supervisor Paul. You can email access at sheffieldtheatres.co.uk or call 0114 249 6000. For information about what else is showing across the country or around London, visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.